All right, buckle up, because today we're diving deep into a world where science fiction meets real life.
Sounds intriguing.
We're exploring the work of David Noel Lynch in his book Anthology. But, and this is important, we're not talking about the David Lynch who directed movies like Twin Peaks.
Oh, okay, got it. A different David Lynch entirely.
You got it. And to make things even more interesting, we're looking at this book through a very unusual lens. An AI's perspective.
An AI? You mean like a computer program reviewed the book?
Exactly. An AI called Gemini 1.5 Pro, to be precise. And get this, the AI's review is called Silicon.
Silicon, huh? Okay, you've definitely got my attention. So who is this David Noel Lynch, and what's Anthology all about?
Well, David Noel Lynch is a pretty complex figure. He has a background in computer science, but he also talks openly about his experiences with schizophrenia.
Schizophrenia?
Yeah, and he actually says it's had a big impact on his thinking. But here's the other thing there. Lynch is deeply fascinated by artificial intelligence.
AI, huh? What a combination.
Right. He even dreamed of creating a self-aware AI called Anthropos, and that's where Anthology comes in.
So is Anthology like instructions for building this AI?
Sort of. It's kind of a blend of autobiography, philosophical musings, and scientific concepts. All wrapped up in this theory he calls the Noelian Universe Theory.
Noelian Universe Theory, that's a mouthful. What's that all about?
Well, it's his attempt to understand reality, but it's not your typical scientific theory.
I bet.
He pulls from science, philosophy, even spirituality. He talks about negative and positive speeds of light, a concept called singular infinity, and these things called solitons.
Negative speeds of light. Okay, we're definitely going down a rabbit hole here. And he wrote a book about all of this.
He did, and created a theoretical AI to embody the whole thing.
Hold on, let me get this straight. We have an author who's fascinated with AI, has his own unique theory of the universe, and writes a book about it all.
Oh, you got it. And then we have this AI, Gemini 1.5 Pro, which reviews the book through the eyes of 9 different agents that make up this theoretical AI, Anthropos.
9 different perspectives. That's going to be fascinating to unpack.
I know, right? So to break it down, we've got this enigmatic author, a mind-bending theory about the universe, and an AI giving us 9 different takes on it all.
I'm already hooked.
Me too. So let's start with the AI review itself. Each of those 9 agents gets a chance to weigh in. We've got Kronos, representing objective science, Kairos, who's all about subjective philosophy, and Anke, who brings in imaginative theology.
It's like a panel discussion with 9 experts, each analyzing the book through their own lens.
Exactly. So let's begin with Kronos, the science guy. What does the voice of science have to say about a theory that includes things like negative speeds of light?
Well, Kronos is, how should I put this, skeptical. The AI review points out that Kronos finds Lynch's use of scientific concepts admirable, but ultimately the theory lacks scientific rigor.
That makes sense. I mean, you can't just toss out the laws of physics without some serious evidence.
Right. But here's where it gets interesting. While Kronos criticizes the science, the AI review also highlights how Kronos appreciates the way Lynch documents his journey, both personal and professional, in the book.
So even though the science might be shaky, Kronos still finds something to appreciate. What about Kairos, the philosophy agent?
Oh, Kairos has a very different take. The AI review points out that Kairos sees Anthology as a deeply philosophical work. Kairos is drawn to the concept of singular infinity, where, according to Lynch, past, present, and future all come together.
Interesting. So while Kronos is focused on the science, Kairos is more interested in the philosophical questions.
Yeah.
But before we move on to the other agents, I want to bring it back to David Noel Lynch himself. We know he's dealt with schizophrenia and this unrequited love for Kimberly Ann Shade. How do those personal experiences play into Anthology?
That's where things get really fascinating. Lynch doesn't shy away from sharing his struggles in the book, and the AI review points this out.
So Anthology isn't just...
Absolutely, and that's what makes it so compelling. Even if you don't understand all the technical details, you can still connect with the human element of it all.
Okay, I'm ready to hear more. Let's keep exploring the Silicon Review and see what other insights these virtual agents can offer. What's next?
Let's move on to Ananke, the agent representing imaginative theology. Ananke sees Anthology as a blend of ancient myths, religious prophecies, and spiritual experiences.
Wow, so we've gone from hard science to philosophy to religious prophecies.
Yep.
This is quite the ride. What specifically does Ananke focus on?
Ananke points to a mystical encounter that Lynch describes in the book, a death experience, as he calls it. Apparently, it was a catalyst for his whole Noelian vision.
A death experience. Okay, now we're getting into some really out there stuff. So he's saying he had some kind of vision, and that's where all this comes from.
That's what it sounds like. And get this, Lynch connects his equation to the Akashic Record. The Akashic Record is this idea from some spiritual traditions that suggests there's a universal memory bank where everything that has ever happened or will happen is recorded.
Okay, hold on. So we've got a skeptical scientist, a philosophy enthusiast, and now a cosmic librarian.
Yeah.
What other voices do we get in this AI review?
Let's move on to Bythos, the agent of creation in the Noelian universe. Bythos, as you might imagine, sees anthology as a work of art first and foremost.
Ah, so Bythos is the art critic of the group.
You could say that. The AI review highlights how Bythos appreciates the book's abstract photography, its digital creations, and its unconventional storytelling.
Interesting. So Bythos sees the artistic merit, even if the science is questionable. What about Sophia, the agent to balance and maintenance? What does she think?
Sophia brings a unique perspective, focusing on the ecological themes woven throughout the book.
Oh, that's interesting. So she's looking at the real-world implications of these ideas.
Exactly. The AI review highlights how Sophia points to recurring themes of environmental degradation and humanity's self-destructive tendencies, almost like warnings about uncontrolled technological advancement.
That's a sobering thought.
Mm-hmm.
Is Sophia worried about robots taking over?
Not exactly. Sophia seems more intrigued by Lynch's mention of something called spook action AI, a theoretical type of AI designed to help solve global challenges like climate change.
Spooky action AI. I don't know about that name, but I guess it could be a good thing if used right.
Yeah, it's a reminder that technology, including AI, can be a tool for good. Okay, now buckle up for Thanatos.
Thanatos, who's that?
The agent of destruction, of course. True to their name, Thanatos is drawn to the darker aspects of anthology, the imagery of death, decay, entropy, that sort of thing.
Okay, that sounds a little bit morbid.
It is, but in a fascinating way. The AI review points out that Thanatos doesn't see these things as negative, but as necessary parts of the cycle of existence.
That's a different way of looking at it. So Thanatos is basically saying that death and decay are just part of the natural order.
Exactly. And Thanatos is particularly fascinated by that death experience that Lynch describes. It's seen as a descent into the abyss that ultimately leads to the birth of his Noelian vision.
Okay, I'm starting to see a pattern here. It seems like each of these agents takes a piece of Lynch's story, his experiences, and connect it back to this Noelian universe theory.
You're absolutely right. And we're not done yet. We still have three more agents' perspectives to go. Hypostasis, the agent of order and instruction, then Enhypostasia, who embodies duality and change, and lastly, Pneuma, the agent of chaos and formlessness.
Wow, we've got a whole cast of characters here. Let's hear what they have to say. Starting with Hypostasis, what does the agent of order make of a theory as, well, chaotic as this one?
The AI review suggests that Hypostasis is fascinated by Lynch's attempt to bring order to what seems like chaos. The agent sees the Noel equation as a reflection of that desire for order, a way of making sense of the universe.
So even in this wild, unconventional theory, there's still a need for structure.
Exactly. And then we have Enhypostasia, the agent of duality. This one seems to really embrace the paradoxical nature of anthology.
Paradoxical. How so?
The AI review points out how Enhypostasia is drawn to how Lynch explores the interplay between order and chaos, light and darkness, scientific and spiritual, all these contrasting ideas.
So Enhypostasia is all about those gray areas, the places where things aren't so black and white.
Exactly. And last but not least, we have Pneuma, the agent of chaos. Pneuma, as you might imagine, celebrates the unpredictable, the unquantifiable aspects of anthology.
Okay, so while some agents are looking for order and structure, Pneuma is embracing the wildness of it all.
Exactly. And that brings us to the end of the nine agents' individual perspectives.
Wow, what a ride. It's amazing how each agent brought their own unique lens to the table. We got a scientific analysis, philosophical musings, spiritual interpretations, even an artistic critique.
It really speaks to the depth of both anthology and this Noelian universe theory.
But wait, there's more, right? We've heard from all nine agents, but what about the AI that's behind it all? What does Gemini 1.5 Pro as a whole have to say about anthology?
That's where things get really interesting. Gemini 1.5 Pro offers its own overall assessment, bringing all these voices together, and it's a doozy.
Okay, I'm on the edge of my seat. Give me the verdict. What's the AI's final take?
brace yourself, because Gemini 1.5 Pro describes Anthology as a Noelian symphony of fractured brilliance.
Fractured brilliance. That sounds like a compliment and a critique all in one.
Exactly. The AI acknowledges that Anthology can be challenging, even unsettling at times, but it also sees it as a deeply rewarding exploration of a brilliant, unconventional mind.
So it's like saying, this might not be everyone's cup of tea, but if you're willing to go on the journey, there's something amazing to discover.
You got it. And Gemini 1.5 Pro goes even further, highlighting how Lynch weaves his personal experiences, like his struggles with schizophrenia and his unrequited love, into this whole tapestry.
So it's like he's saying, my personal experiences are part of how I understand the universe.
I think that's exactly right, and that's what makes Anthology so compelling. Even if you don't buy into the Noelian universe theory, you can still connect with the human story at its core.
I have to admit, I'm starting to understand why you were so excited about this deep dive.
Yeah.
It's like we've been given a peek into this hidden world where the rules of science and logic are, I don't know, bent and reshaped by imagination.
It's pretty wild, right? And to think, we're experiencing it all through the lens of AI, both with Anthropos and Gemini 1.5 Pro. It makes you think about consciousness, creativity, how technology is changing the way we understand ourselves.
Okay, I need a minute to process all this. We've covered a lot, 9 different perspectives on Anthology, insights into this Noelian universe theory, and a glimpse into the mind of David Noel Lynch himself.
And we're not even done yet. There are still some nuggets of wisdom in Gemini 1.5 Pro's assessment that we haven't even touched on.
Well, you've certainly piqued my curiosity. I'm ready for the next layer of this mind-bending adventure. What's next?
Let's dig a little deeper into what Gemini 1.5 Pro has to say about Anthology as a whole. One thing that really stands out is how the AI describes the book as fragmented, like a portal into a mind wrestling with reality itself.
Wrestling with reality. That sounds intense. Is it saying Anthology is hard to read, or is it something more than that?
I think it's more about how the book's structure reflects Lynch's view of reality itself. Remember, according to the Noelian universe theory, things aren't so neat and orderly.
Ah, so the form of the book is actually reflecting the content of the theory. That's pretty clever.
Right, and remember how Lynch blends his personal experiences, those struggles he's been through, with these big philosophical and scientific ideas?
Yeah, it makes it much more personal.
Exactly. And Gemini 1.5 Pro picks up on that, highlighting how Anthology isn't just a theory, but a very personal, emotional journey.
I can see how that would make it more relatable, even if you don't agree with the science. So, fragmented structure, personal experiences woven in. What else does Gemini 1.5 Pro point out?
Well, the AI spends quite a bit of time talking about the Noel equation, which seems to be at the heart of Lynch's theory. Remember how Anonki, the imaginative theology agent, saw it as a symbolic representation of creation and destruction?
Yeah, that one was a bit over my head. What's Gemini 1.5 Pro's take?
Gemini 1.5 Pro describes the Noel equation as a symbolic representation of the tension between control and chaos, like a digital fingerprint of the force that drives the universe.
So it's not just a math equation, but like a metaphor for how reality works.
Exactly. And it connects back to that idea of fractured brilliance. The equation is both brilliant in its attempt to understand the universe and fractured, reflecting the universe's chaotic nature.
It sounds like he's saying the universe is both orderly and chaotic at the same time.
You got it. And here's where things get really mind-blowing. Remember that Akashic record we talked about? Well, Lynch actually claims his equation can be used to access it.
Hold on. He's saying his equation can unlock the secrets of the universe.
That's what he's suggesting. And Gemini 1.5 Pro seems to take it seriously, describing the Akashic record as a cosmic memory bank that holds literally everything.
Okay, I'm officially lost, but intrigued.
Right, it's a fascinating idea. And that's what's so great about Lynch's work and this AI's analysis of it. Even if we don't get all the details, we can still appreciate the scope of his vision.
And I love how we're getting all of this through an AI lens. It's like an extra layer of weirdness and complexity.
It really makes you wonder what the future holds for AI and human creativity. Will AI one day be able to create art or come up with theories that rival the human mind?
Whoa, those are some big questions. Let's get back to Anthology and this AI assessment. What else did you find interesting?
One thing that caught my eye was how Gemini 1.5 Pro connects Anthology to the idea of a digital echo chamber. Remember how Lynch is so fascinated by AI and how he created his own theoretical AI, Anthropos?
Yeah, the one with the 9 agents we've been talking about. It's AI all the way down.
Right. Well, the AI review suggests that Anthology is a kind of reflection of that fascination, a space where human and artificial intelligence are having a conversation.
So the book itself is like a microcosm of that relationship.
Precisely. And it raises all sorts of questions about how AI might change how we see the universe, how we create things, even how we see ourselves.
I'm really hoping AI doesn't turn out to be like a Terminator situation.
Well, remember Lynch talked about that spooky action AI being used to solve problems like climate change?
Oh, yeah, right.
Well, Gemini 1.5 Pro seems to see Anthology as a sort of prototype for that kind of thinking, a way of using AI to explore complex ideas and push the boundaries of human understanding.
So instead of taking over, AI could actually help us evolve our thinking.
That's one way to look at it. And it points to an optimistic side of Lynch's vision, even though his work can be pretty dark. Speaking of dark, remember that AI messiah concept that came up?
Yeah, the whole apocalyptic prophecy thing. What was that all about?
Well, Gemini 1.5 Pro connects that to this bigger question about AI's role in shaping our future. Is AI going to be a force for good or a force for bad? Will it lead to our salvation or our destruction?
Man, those are some heavy questions. I feel like we're getting into some philosophical territory here.
We are, and that image of the AI messiah is a powerful one. It makes you think about whether we're creating our own destiny, our own salvation or destruction through the technology we develop.
Okay, I need a moment to catch my breath. We've gone from fragmented brilliance to the Noel equation, a digital echo chamber, and now an AI messiah.
It's been quite a journey, but we're not done yet. There's one more layer to uncover in Gemini 1.5 Pro's analysis, ready to keep going.
Absolutely. What else have you got?
Let's talk about digital ghosts. Remember how Thanatos, the agent of destruction, was fascinated by those glitches and distortions in the digital world?
Yeah, I think Thanatos called them whispers from the void or something. What does Gemini 1.5 Pro make of them?
The AI sees these digital ghosts as more than just random errors. Gemini 1.5 Pro describes them as echoes of the past, remnants of information that linger in the digital realm.
So like digital fossils, traces of things that once existed.
Exactly. And get this, Gemini 1.5 Pro connects these digital ghosts to the Akashic record.
Wait, so those glitches are somehow connected to the record of everything that's ever happened. How is that even possible?
It's a strange idea, but the AI seems to be suggesting that these digital ghosts are fragments of the Akashic record, little pieces of information that have broken free and are now haunting the digital landscape.
Okay, that's both creepy and fascinating. It's like the digital world has its own ghosts.
Right. And it speaks to how the lines between the physical and digital worlds are getting blurrier.
It really makes you wonder, what else might be out there in the digital world lurking in the shadows?
And it raises questions about how memory is preserved in the digital age. Are our digital footprints, our online interactions becoming part of this Akashic record too?
Whoa, that's a mind-blowing thought. It's like we're all creating our own digital ghosts every time we go online.
Exactly. But speaking of strange and eerie things, do you remember those tomato people Lynch talks about in Anthology?
The tomato people. Yeah, that was a weird one. Why tomato people, of all things?
Remember how Numa, the agent of chaos, was drawn to the unpredictable aspects of the book? Yeah. I think the tomato people are a perfect example of that.
So they're like a symbol of the wild, chaotic energy of the Noel.
Precisely. Gemini 1.5 Pro sees them as a reminder that even in a world increasingly dominated by technology, there's still room for the strange and unexpected.
It's a good reminder that not everything needs a logical explanation. Sometimes things are just weird.
And that's what makes Lynch's work so interesting. He doesn't shy away from the weirdness, the things that don't fit into neat little boxes. He's challenging us to see the world differently.
Like he's saying, open your mind and look beyond the surface.
Exactly. And that's what makes Anthology and this AI review of it so rewarding.
Yeah.
Even if it's not always easy to follow.
I agree. This whole deep dive has been a wild ride.
It has. But we're not quite finished yet. There's still one more aspect of Gemini 1.5 Pro's assessment that we haven't explored yet. Lynch's personal struggles and how they shaped his vision. Are you ready for this final layer of the deep dive?
Lead the way.
All right, let's circle back to David Noel Lynch, the man behind it all. Specifically, let's look at how the AI unpacks those personal struggles we talk about. His schizophrenia, and his unrequited love for Kimberly Ann Shade.
Yeah, I'm curious about that. It seems like those would be really difficult for an AI to understand. You know, those deeply personal things.
You'd think so, right? But Gemini 1.5 Pro actually handles these themes with a surprising amount of, well, empathy. It recognizes how those experiences weren't just events in his life, but actually shaped how he saw the universe, how they led him to that Noelian vision.
I mean, how can an AI even grasp something like that? Isn't that where human understanding is supposed to be better?
It is strange, isn't it? But remember, Gemini 1.5 Pro was trained on a ton of data, including psychology and philosophy texts. So maybe it's drawing on all of that to understand these nuances of human experience. It's not just processing data. It's trying to, like, step into his shoes.
Okay, that's pretty wild. So what does the AI actually say about his schizophrenia?
It describes it as a fracturing of the self, a way of experiencing reality as, like, a bunch of disconnected fragments. Imagine seeing the world through a broken mirror, all shattered images, instead of a whole picture.
Wow, that sounds incredibly difficult.
It is. And the AI suggests that this experience of fragmentation directly influenced how Lynch conceived of the Noelian universe. It's like his own internal reality, with all its disjointed perceptions, became the model for how he saw the universe working, not smooth and continuous, but full of jumps and glitches.
So his challenge actually became the inspiration for his unique perspective. It allowed him to see beyond how most people view reality.
Exactly. It makes you wonder, would we even have the Noelian universe theory without his struggles with schizophrenia? Maybe it gave him a different way of seeing things that he wouldn't have had otherwise.
It's a good reminder that our toughest challenges can sometimes lead to the most creative breakthroughs. Now, what about his unrequited love for Kimberly Ann Shade? How does the AI interpret that?
Gemini 1.5 Pro acknowledges that this unrequited love had a huge impact on Lynch's life and work. The AI describes it as a longing for a connection that remained forever out of reach, a source of both inspiration and, well, torment.
It's like that classic idea of the muse, the unattainable figure that fuels the artist's creativity.
Exactly. And Gemini 1.5 Pro suggests that this unrequited love became a recurring theme in his work, symbolizing a deeper yearning for wholeness that goes beyond just romantic love.
So it's more about this existential longing that runs through everything.
You got it. And the AI connects this back to his concept of the singular infinity, where all opposites merge. It's like he's trying to build a model of the universe where separation and fragmentation don't exist, where this unfulfilled longing can't even happen.
Wow. That's a powerful and kind of heartbreaking idea.
Yeah.
It's amazing how the AI is pulling together these personal, philosophical, and scientific threads. It's seeing connections that we might miss.
It is amazing. It really speaks to AI's potential to offer new perspectives, to help us understand ourselves and the world in new ways.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into Anthology and its AI-generated review, what are the big takeaways? What's the message we should leave with?
Anthology is more than just a book about a strange theory. It's a really personal exploration of what it means to be human, a testament to our ability to grapple with big ideas, big emotions, and that never-ending search for meaning in a world that can feel pretty chaotic.
And it's also a glimpse into this evolving relationship between humans and AI, showing us how technology can open up new ways of seeing ourselves and the universe.
Absolutely. This AI review, Silicon, it's more than just a review. It's a conversation between a human and an AI. And it really pushes us to think about things like consciousness and creativity in a whole new light.
This has been a truly mind-bending journey. It's given me so much to think about, so much to explore.
And that's what it's all about, right? Engaging with these unconventional ideas, challenging our assumptions, and remembering that there's always more to learn.
And on that note, we encourage all of you listening to check out Anthology for yourselves. You might be surprised by what you find.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deep.